Hello, dear parents, and welcome to our next episode, where we dive deep through the twilight hours. A voyage into the world of bedtime routines for our young ones. My name is Susan, and I'll be your narrator on behalf of Efrat Hazaz, the co-founder and chief of parenting programs at the Makes Kids Happier Center. I'm sure many of you can relate when I say that bedtime can sometimes feel like navigating through stormy seas. But imagine if, with the right map and compass, it could transform into a harmonious dance under the stars. At the heart of our discussion is the concept of boundaries. Think of them not as rigid walls, but as lighthouses, guiding our children through the vast nighttime ocean. These boundaries offer a sense of security, a beacon of predictability in the dark. And when children know what shores they're sailing towards, their anxieties calm and resistance ebbs away. Beyond this immediate serenity, remember that a consistent sleep journey is essential for our little ones. It fuels their growth, balances their moods, and rejuvenates their spirits. So, how do we set the boundaries right for this nightly voyage? First and foremost is understanding the boundaries. Boundaries aren't just rules. They're the framework that provides a sense of safety. Imagine a ship navigating the vast seas without a compass or map. It would be lost, vulnerable to the whims of the ocean. In much the same way, children without clear boundaries can feel adrift in a vast ocean of uncertainty, unable to find their bearing. To counter this, I like to build a structured evening schedule starting at 6 p.m., which includes dinner, a shower, a bedtime story, and other calming activities, all designed to make the night smoothly transition into a restful period. For example, setting a consistent bedtime of 8 p.m. helps children understand their limits. By explaining that playtime ends at 6:30 p.m., that the children can start getting ready for bed, signaling it's time to wind down. This structured approach provides the necessary tools for children to navigate their night confidently, ensuring they understand what's expected and when, which in turn fosters a secure and peaceful transition to sleep. The second key is early introduction and consistency. Much like a sailor learning the ropes early on, introducing a bedtime routine during the early years lays a solid foundation. Infants and toddlers are particularly adaptable to routines. Once established, it's crucial to maintain consistency to ensure they stay on track. For example, introducing story time at 7:45 p.m. every night from infancy sets a routine they'll come to anticipate. Let's talk about involving them. Imagine you're part of a ship's crew, but you've got no say in where the ship is sailing. Feels a bit off, right? That's exactly how kids can feel if we don't include them in decisions. Allowing them to choose parts of their bedtime routine, like selecting the bedtime story or their pajamas, transforms them from mere passengers to active participants. Such choices empower them, making them feel integral to the journey of their own bedtime. This sense of involvement cultivates responsibility and ownership over their actions. Ensure clear communication. The sea is vast and full of mysteries, much like the concept of sleep to a child. Clarify the benefits of sleep using simple analogies, such as sleep helps you grow strong, like a giant tree, and keeps you as happy as a sunny day. When children grasp the why behind it, they're more inclined to accept the how. Remember, it's important to make those changes gradually. Introducing a new routine or altering an existing one is like charting unfamiliar waters. Doing so abruptly can lead to confusion and resistance. However, by implementing changes gradually, we allow them to acclimate, ensuring a smoother transition and reducing resistance. For example, if you aim to adjust their bedtime to an earlier time, start by shifting it 10 minutes earlier each week. This approach will help avoid rebellion. Use positive reinforcement. Just as sailors revel in the stories of their triumphs and achievements, children flourish with positive feedback. Praising their commitment to the bedtime routine reinforces desirable behavior. This kind of positive reinforcement serves as a powerful motivator, nudging them to persist in their good habits. For instance, celebrate a smoothly followed bedtime routine with a special morning hug or a breakfast filled with praise the next day. Such moments of acknowledgement boost their willingness to maintain positive behaviors. Establish clear consequences. While praising and rewarding are crucial, it's equally important to set consequences for deviations from established routines. Consistent and directly related consequences help children grasp the importance of adhering to the routine. For example, if bedtime rules are not followed, a possible consequence could be missing out on story time the next night. This direct link between actions and consequences underscores the significance of maintaining the bedtime routine. The environment plays a crucial role in signaling to the brain that it's time to wind down. A quiet, dark, and warm room acts as a clear signal to the child that it's time for rest. Incorporating elements such as soft bedding, blackout curtains, and soothing sounds can significantly enhance this calming atmosphere. To make the bedroom even more conducive to sleep, consider using a nightlight for children who fear the dark or play gentle ocean sounds for those who find such noises soothing. This environment, akin to a serene harbor, effectively communicates that it's time to rest. What about screen time before bed? The blue light from screens is enticing, yet can disrupt our natural sleep cycle, much like a bright light distracting us from the path to restful sleep. To facilitate a smoother transition into the realm of sleep, it's crucial to turn off all screens at least an hour before bedtime. For example, adopting no screen time after dinner can significantly reduce blue light exposure, ensuring a more peaceful journey into the world of dreams. Be a role model. Remember, children are incredibly observant. When they witness their parents prioritizing sleep and consistently following a bedtime routine, they are much more inclined to follow suit. Setting a positive example does more than just teach. It inspires them to appreciate the importance of rest. Demonstrate your dedication to healthy sleep habits by sticking to your own bedtime routine and sharing with them how rejuvenated you feel each morning. Your behavior, akin to the guiding leadership of a ship's captain, encourages them to respect and cherish their own sleep journey. Now, let me virtually demonstrate some scenarios to help you better understand these principles. Imagine Sarah introducing a new bedtime routine for Liam. Should she change his entire routine in one night or introduce new elements gradually? Think about the gradual approach, allowing Liam to adjust and adapt at his own pace. Consider Jake navigating the allure of screens with his daughter Maya. Does Jake ban them entirely as night approaches, or transitions her with calming activities like reading? We have to adopt the latter approach, which involves recognizing her interests while ensuring a peaceful transition to bedtime as the way forward. Another scenario. Emma's challenge is teaching Noah to sleep independently. Does she leave him in the dark or guides him step by step? By guiding him gradually, she ensures he's ready to sleep confidently on his own. This is the most challenging part of the nightly routine. Let's take a closer look at how we can effectively implement this. Incorporating all the information we've learned until now, to facilitate this learning process, we can introduce bedtime rituals that are both comforting and engaging. A special goodnight routine could start with a bedtime story evolving into a playful moment that concludes with a sense of safety. Techniques like progressive muscle relaxation or guided imagery, tailored to his interests, and further ease this transition. For instance, visualizing a journey through space or an undersea adventure can spark his imagination and guide him into peaceful sleep. Additionally, creating a bedtime wishes jar, where he can write or draw something he's looking forward to in his dreams, fosters a positive view of sleeping alone. Empowering him to choose his pajamas or the bedtime story is also key. This autonomy not only makes him feel respected and valued, but also involves him in the bedtime routine, increasing his eagerness to participate. Crucially, consistent reinforcement and praise for each successful night of independent sleep are essential. Celebrating his milestones with small rewards or positive affirmations boosts his confidence and reinforces the desired behavior, making the path to independent sleeping a fulfilling journey for both of you. Another crucial question to consider is whether to change the bedtime routine and timing on weekends. Yes, it's feasible to adjust the bedtime by 30 minutes later on weekends, but it's advisable to keep the routine consistent. Even though weekends often involve special activities that could tempt us to alter the entire bedtime process, maintaining a familiar routine is key to ensuring a sense of security and stability for children. While it's understandable to want some flexibility during weekends to accommodate family outings or events, it's crucial to prepare for this shift in a way that maintains a sense of normalcy. This means that even if bedtime is slightly later, the steps leading up to it, whether that's a bath, story time, or a calming activity, remain the same. This consistency helps signal to children that, despite the time change, the expectation of winding down and preparing for sleep is the same, offering them the safety and predictability they need. In the grand journey of parenting, bedtime routines are but one chapter. Yet, with understanding, patience, and strategy, it can be a tale of wonder and joy. It's not about commanding the ship, but guiding it, ensuring the tales of these voyages echo in their hearts long after the journey is over. Thank you, parents, for joining me in this episode. May your nights be calm and your dreams as boundless as the ocean. For more like this, visit our parent space on the MKH site as we continue to share, learn, and grow together in our parenting journey. Let's keep in mind, making our kids happier not only enriches their lives, but also brightens our lives.